Namo Buddha, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sangha, Namo Buddha, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sangha, Namo Buddha, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sangha. We will start with practice. Nothing special. Just being. And I will offer a few reminders, probably here and there. Now, after these days of retreat, you don't need to be reminded how to start the practice, right? You know how to do that. Basically, there is breathing, body awareness, and it never stays just body awareness. It immediately becomes awareness of how we feel, awareness of what's going on in the mind, in our experience. You remember opening the six senses. open and undistracted, or let's say almost undistracted. Always coming back to that simple being. We are only distracted when we unconsciously follow the thoughts and without being aware we dream of. The arising of a single thought of some movement in the mind doesn't distract. It is simply happening. If there is no clinging, it's like a fish jumping out of the water and falling right back into it. Right now, for this training period, we don't engage in thinking processes. Except if you really decide for yourself that you're going to enter constructive thinking, you really want to think about something. Then you do that. But otherwise, the six dharmas of Tilopa are the very good guidance. leave the mind natural as it is. That means leave it without any fixation. But you may leave it on the breathing, and the sensations in the body, with the hearing, seeing, when you give the mind a convenient support, you might find out that it abides naturally. It settles. It settles in that experience, in the ongoing experiencing. know that you are on the right track, and you have this feeling that you're not producing anything, you're not fabricating, or much less than usual. A little pause, and if you're tired, lie down, stretch. The pause is a great moment for natural meditation. If we allow the mind to relax, it will loosen up. It will liberate itself. This is a famous saying from Saraha, the founder of Mahamudra, the first one who spoke openly about it. If you relax the mind, it will liberate itself. It will loosen up. However, to get the full benefit of that, we need to relax for a long time. So, for example, those lying down feeling tired, they need the patience to relax and to relax and maybe fall asleep, and then when they wake up, continue relaxing. Then the full clarity of mind shows. Then you see how it is naturally clear. When we have full days of practice and we do not distract ourselves, we can lie down as much as we want. Then after a while we cannot lie anymore. The body sits up. The mind becomes clear. And we stay relaxed. We stay open. Then, when day and night follow each other, very relaxed, then you will see how true that is. Mind liberates itself. The full quote by Sadaha goes like this. This mind which is tied up by busyness is freed as soon as you relax. Busyness means the thinking about past, present, future, analyzing, meditating. The five first ones. This mind tied up by busyness is freed as soon as you relax. the important ingredient in this relaxation is to not let ourselves be distracted by anything. Distracted here means to go into some form of clinging, aversion, ignorance. This means not wanting to be aware. Otherwise, in relaxation, we would just become experts in sleeping. The difference is that in this, the attitude in this relaxation is that we say yes to the lucidity of mind. We say yes to the ongoing experience of life. That is a yes to being awake. Not a clinging, not a striving, just yes. Not avoiding to feel, not avoiding to be in this intermediate state of not knowing, nothing to hold on to.